forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fun. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat
and Pat.
It's time for treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, you're supposed to say that with me.
Okay. It's time for treatment.
And cut out the beginning part where we didn't do it together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you guys ready for your first expert? You know her, you love her, she's online. Put your hands together and get your ears open
for Natalie Walker!
What do you think? Yes, correct. Now, Natalie is our expert on boys.
I am an expert on boys.
Now, a few quick questions before we get started. First of all, okay. Hi, obsessed with this is like fucking yoga.
Let me see, you move back a bit.
Stop trying to put me in the shadows. Okay, here's my question, Natalie.
Yeah.
Do you feel hot today?
The thing about me is that I always feel hot and I never feel hot. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
that's
it's sort of like both at once are existing within me. Like childhood trauma and present day, I've constructed a persona. Both of those are existing within me at all times.
Who's winning the war right now?
Who's winning the war right now?
Darkness or light?
Good or evil?
I would say the evil that did my makeup in a cab on the way here is winning out.
Yeah, you were being very chic about entering tonight. Like, I was sort of like, where's Natalie? And you're just like, your response was just like, cabs.
I'm like, cabs, oh, okay. You know, chronically late. New York is still so new to me.
That's so sweet.
I know.
But it's important to be honest about doing your makeup in a cab. And I need to be honest about the fact that, yeah, I for sure dry shaved in the green room moments before coming on stage.
Oh, did it make that noise where it's like...
No, it was like a CVS, like, 4-cent razor.
Yeah. I need to be clear about something, too. I've just moved, as I mentioned, 7 times, and I wasn't able to find my tweezers, so I did look at the handheld mirror and spend 20 to 25 minutes trying to pull out the single long hair that comes out of the mole on the side of my face. And critics are still calling that beautiful.
Actually, I have a wart on my elbow that is currently bleeding because I was trying to pick it off. So actually...
Why do we have to deal with stuff like that?
Hot.
Can I actually say one thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is the last thing I will say for the show and the rest of my life. I've never had a wart. And that's like the one thing I have.
I can't do anything physical.
I have shouted the question, what is musical theater and why, since the second I came into existence.
Let me tell you what it is. Musical theater ruins lives.
Musical theater is too long. There's too many songs. Mm-hmm.
Musical theater makes you think you want to do it, and then it destroys every inch of optimism you have.
Musical theater acts like it's funny, and everyone just like lets it get away with it. It's so upsetting.
That being said... We love it.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, if I'm going into, like, what is my whole deal?
Right, the next question is, of course, in one sentence, what is your whole deal?
Then, like, being a musical theater person, my whole deal is that I have befriended a lot of people who actually do comedy, and then my role is that I am the person that the people they went to high school with retweet. Like, that's my deal, is that the girls that, like, Catherine went to high school with who
Hillary,
now have
Ashley,
children
Paige,
will be like, this is me, and then they retweet something I did.
Okay, I love that. I love
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And with that, I think it's time to bring out our next guest. We got boys. Now it's time
for our sex. Sex expert.
And what if I was like sexpert?
I was going to say that earnestly and unapologetically.
Yeah.
I was going to sit on the stage in this stool and say sexpert and mean it.
I make it a priority to make fun of absolutely everything that I love.
Cool.
To take out any sort of shred of enjoyment.
I noticed you kind of throwing musical theater on the bus and I was like, wow. And that's her friend.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Well.
I was like, don't trust this bitch.
Here's the thing. I contain multitudes.
Totally.
Catherine Cohen's brother went to the Jimmy Awards.
He's here tonight.
Okay, our sexpert is, you know him, you love him, one of the funniest improvisers we've ever come to know in our time in this earth, and yes, even in this city, and that includes LA.
And New York.
Brandon
Scott Jones. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the stage. Wow.
Take a seat.
Thank you.
Right over there. Right over there is where you seat. Okay.
I have to say that I recently submitted a packet for something and I had to write a parody song for it. And I parodied that song, The Middle. And it was about kind of my mixed feelings for Bethany Frankel. And then I later auditioned for the talent of that same and I had to sing that song. And it was humiliating for all involved.
Can you do some of it now?
I can't. How dare you ask me to
okay,
do that?
Okay, fair.
Because Brandon, look at me. I would never do that to you.
I know. We're the only two comedians in the city that don't sing publicly.
I know. And,
we're the and only we're, two ones.
And we pay a dear price for it.
We do. We do. We've had to start writing.
Don't talk about writing here. Yeah.
No, I hate it.
Okay. Brandon.
I hate it, yes.
Do you feel hot today?
It's been up and down, and I'm, yeah, sure, why not?
You look really hot.
Thanks, cool.
You went with a beanie, definitely kind of talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about it if you want.
Dive into that.
It's, you know, I wear the beanie.
Are you a beanie?
No, I'm not.
You're a cap.
I'm more of a cap guy.
You're a pink leather cap.
I'm a pink leather cap.
Conversely, you're a Baltimore Orioles.
Baseball cap.
Yeah,
because the burden that I live with is I'm a gay guy that likes sports. And it sucks. Yeah, okay. And then that reaction shows you what I feel. Woo! Yeah, cool. Okay. And those were only women, I think.
But you chose to wear a beanie. And also this shirt, no one's seeing it, but there's fish on it.
It's are sharks fish?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, then you're right.
On Seek Treatment, sharks are fish.
Okay, cool.
And also, I think that's true. And also, this is a science podcast.
Yes.
Oh, and also, if you don't think sharks are fish,
Seek Treatment. And also,
conversely,
the people that need to seek treatment, too, are also like all the girls in my, like, truly 80% of the girls in my high school were like, I want to be a marine biologist.
I was like,
what are you searching for?
Like, yeah.
I was like, this isn't the answer. So see Jim and those girls, if you're listening, for sure.
Yeah.
So you do feel hot?
Sure, yeah. But let's say yes.
Okay, and second question, who's your crush of the week?
My crush of the week is... Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so my crush of the week is weird because it's my barista, and I feel like we're actually friends. And I feel like I'm speaking your languages here. Like, your crush was for her, but my crush is for
you.
And you, I gotta say, like, my barista's 45 years younger than me, but... you know, he's, and he's just a real, I think he listens to this podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
That can
be really beautiful.
What strain of hot barista is he? Are we talking about like a hair pulled back?
No. Sort of like, wow, a beard works. And also when you don't have it, it also works.
Wow, yeah. I know.
That could be shocking.
I know.
Yeah.
I recently had a truly formative experience where I was immense. Okay, so I don't typically like beards.
And I, conversely, in opposition, on the other side.
And that kind of argues. And that kind of argues the point that a family can look like anything.
Yeah.
And recently, I became very attracted to this person that was non-romantically in my life who did have a beard.
Wait, who?
The person who my problematic ex-crush. My crush who was like, oh my God, I think he's so hot. Now I don't think he's hot anymore, but I was like, I can't have a crush on this person.
Oh, because young?
No.
Because old?
Yes. And, I've never had, by the way, I know who it is. I now feel the need to say it legally. I've never had a crush on someone that I couldn't have a crush on because young. That's never happened.
Sorry, when I say young, I mean 24.
Truly, 24.
Sorry, I know who you're talking about now, and I see you.
Anyways, my whole point of any of this is that he shaved his beard, and I was less attracted to him. And I was like, maybe in some circles I like beards.
Yeah. I think that's what the butterfly effect's about. I don't know how. But I feel like that's what it is, yeah.
And lastly...
And you have a good rapport with this?
Oh. Yeah, no, no, we're friends. Yeah, no, no, we're friends. We recommend movies.
What?
It's really not like an actual crush on my, because he is my friend. Like, he's my friend. So I guess like it's more just like today we were vibing and I was just like, man, you're cool and I like you.
Okay, I have to once again kind of be a lawyer for the audience here and ask the question that's on everyone's tongues.
Yeah.
G or S?
G.
G. Are you sure?
Okay, so
100% sure. I know. No, 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 no. No, like literally, literally. Vince, I know you are maybe listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Propose, 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 propose.
Vince, listen. All right, I'll propose to you right now. Yeah. Like I said, you were born, I guess, like during 9/11. I don't know. Wait.
45 years ago.
I was born, and I was born when Nixon was shot. And
okay, cool. So you're kind of star-crossed lovers.
No. He's great. No, but I think it was built around that. And actually, he's an actor, and we're friends, and we talk, and we like literally right down the street. And just today, and it was like, it's not like an actual thing. He's like in a very happy relationship, and I'm just
you're in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Vince is a huge part of my life.
Yeah, no, I want, no, wait, so I want, first of all, he loves you, and then,
okay,
I know,
hi.
Ah, no, 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 he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. No, he likes Pat.
Oh my God.
If he doesn't like Kat, are we sure he's gay?
Yeah, exactly, no, I know, that's the thing, that's what makes him a diamond in the rough. He's the one gay that doesn't like Kat.
Oh
no,
my God.
He's kidding, no, he loves both of you.
This is exactly what I wanted from this night.
Yeah. Pat, no, he fucking loves you, but he loves Pat. And then, in fact, he was actually, Pat, this is true. Today, he told me the story. He was like, I was going to go see Pat on Tuesday at a show. And you, the reason you don't know what you did is because you canceled and you didn't show up. And no one knew why.
I said that I was still at my nanny job.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I said.
Okay, I don't know. Fair. Fair, fair, fair.
There was life before Vince. Will there be life after Vince?
Yeah. Oh no, but he God. Loves you both dearly,
I
genuinely.
You don't have to say that.
No, no, no. I'm not just saying
We've
that.
Been through some.
Catherine, you and I have been through a lot together.
I know.
Okay. We have a shared history.
I know.
We do.
Student teacher.
We know it. We slept together.
Student teacher had an affair. We're both married.
Student teacher. Yeah. Oh my God. Can you believe? Even it's crazy.
I know. It's pretty
it
cool.
Sucks. But anyway, yeah. Now, so Vince, I love you, baby.
Wow.
Okay. Now we're done with Vince.
Wow.
I'm done with Vince.
I know.
He loves you.
You don't have to do this.
And okay.
He's going around telling people on this town that
you really need to? Okay.
Just let me. Sorry. Okay.
Now, in one sentence, what's your whole deal?
What's my whole deal? All right. In one sentence.
Yeah. Can be compound.
My favorite restaurants, Dunkin' Donuts. My favorite movies, Coyote Ugly.
Oh.
Oh my God. And that is the title of his book. In stores.
Yeah, it's true. In stores right now.
And shops.
Yeah.
No, I think it's time for our next expert.
And PSJ was the expert on sex.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very different kind of expert.
This is an expert on fucking.
And so they work closely together, but very different fields. But they might call each other for a consult.
Right.
They might refer patients.
She's an absolute genius. Looking at, wearing an incredible outfit tonight,
truly.
Making me feel inspired and, you know, gorgeous.
Famously took me down as having a small
plate
on air.
Put your hands together and get your ears open. Tootie, small plate, green.
Wow, welcome to the stage.
What's it like to be on stage with a big plate bitch?
Hong Kong, we're in a car. Let me ask you this. Do you feel hot today?
I feel hot today.
Yeah, you totally. Should.
I feel hot today.
You're today, and I think recently, emoting power with your power bitch, power hot.
Yeah.
Okay, we're flirting.
Is she gonna peg me?
That is flirty and that's hot. I put a lot of work into my outfit today, and I feel like when everybody sees me today, they will say, wow, she put a lot of work into that outfit. Mm-hmm. And that maybe that's the work, maybe that's the power.
But you did it in a way that was like, I also don't fucking care. Like, I used to see people with glasses and be like, I wish I could have glasses, just to be like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. They don't have time to put in my contacts. Like, I just had to fucking leave. You know what I mean? That's the kind of girl I want to be.
And then you have, like, curly hair and, like, a latte and a notebook. And you're just like, yeah, I'm a writer.
Do you know what's so sad? Is I spent $110 at Warby Parker for glasses that I don't need. And they hurt my eyes when I put them on.
What's so sad about me is I actually was born with incredible vision that's never wavered. But I, when I was 11...
No, I do too. That's the whole thing.
I recognize that. Okay. I acknowledge that. Okay. But when I was 11, my cousin got glasses and she got attention for it. And so I started pretending I couldn't see. My mom, by law, had to take me to the doctor. I told the doctor I couldn't see the things he was showing me. My mom had to take me to the mall to buy $350 glasses. I lost them 7 days later. No one in my family has ever spoken about it again. Thank you.
And that's beautiful.
So you do feel hot.
I feel hot. You know, I think I find a lot of...
That transition was incredible. That was an incredible transition. Anyway, so today do you feel hot?
For those 7 days, the only 7 days of my adolescence, I was even a little bit fuckable. I was like, look at me in these specs.
How old were you?
In a sack.
I was 11.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
11-year-olds with glasses.
I would do glasses and I would do a middle part.
No. Oh my god.
And then as soon as I lost the glasses, I was like, the middle part's over too.
Middle part? No. Okay. All right. If I had a time machine, I could go back in time and change one thing, anything in history. I would go back to my life when I was 14 and shake myself and go, you don't have to do a middle part. You don't have to. And then guess what? Cut to like me 2 years ago, middle part back, I'm Mary Beth Barone. Anybody know Mary Beth?
I'm Mary Beth Barone.
One day I did a middle part and I was, look her up on Instagram, I was Mary Beth motherfucking Barone.
Mary Beth Barone is a comedian. Shout out to shows all around town. Check out her stuff.
And maybe it's niche, but it's not niche. And guess what? Even if you don't know who Mary Beth Barone is, imagine who Mary Beth Barone is. You know, her name is Mary Beth Barone.
You know what I wish I could do? And this is one of many things I wish I could do. I should tell myself that I would stop doing the side pony where you let it get so messy that the pony is this long and thinking it looks like you play sports. Like,
absolutely wow. Incredible.
That is funny because I was like, oh, I love a side pony. Side ponies are always hot. And then when you did them, I forgot about that thing.
I know, that thing.
And I was like, oh, that does suck.
You're like trying to play tetherball and then the thing flips out.
Tetherball. Sudi, who on God's green earth?
Mm-hmm. Which includes New York and LA.
Which includes New York and even LA. Is your crush of the week?
My crush of the week is the guy who plays Constantine on Killing Eve. The kind of husky old dude with like the big, I love like a big alcoholic nose and like those like broken capillaries in the cheeks.
How old is old? How old? I don't watch the show. How old is
I would
old?
Say that he's probably like 60, 70. 100%. Well, I am, as I said on your pod, I am looking for a man who has no roommates and will worship my body. So I am looking for a man over 40 because that's like the only way you can get it all. And I saw him at the Globes. I saw him at the Golden Globes and he was dancing like in the way that like Tevye dances in Fiddler on the Roof. But he had been doing it for years and like he invented it. And I was like, you fuck.
He fucks.
Totally.
He fucks. And lastly, in one sentence, what's your whole deal?
In one sentence, my whole deal is, had an important work call today, masturbated right before, masturbated right after.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm on vacation, I'm on break. Not working right now.
We have to be bookending our work calls with masturbation. We have bookend.
It was stressful, and then afterwards, it was a reward.
Totally. Yeah.
How long was the call?
Were you like...
Like half an hour.
Okay.
Oh.
Good, yeah.
Did you just like heat back up after the call? I feel like after 30 minutes, I'm kind of like, I forgot about sex, and then I remember.
Here's the thing. I took a shower, reset my clock. Whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you take a shower, it's like, ooh, I have a new vagina now. Like, None of my old experiences are there. Yeah. Took a shower. I'm reborn. I'm going to rub one out again. And before was a story, an online story, no images. After, porn. Wow.
Before, wait. Before, trying to process this. Before a story.
Erotic lit.
Literally, an erotic lit.
Words can be porn too.
That's really beautiful. And if you need to, have to ring the bell.
Oh, is that how that works?
Oh, yeah,
rules.
No, not yet.
I love that.
Ding, words can be porn, too.
I love that. Now, it's time for even more experts.
Totally.
Now, this is an expert on, get ready for it,
dating. Have you ever heard of it?
You got to shake your head when you say it.
Dating in this town in 2019?
It's
now
wild.
I've heard everything.
He's an absolute delight. An absolute joy. Clap, clap. Get your ears open.
For Bowen Yang!
Wow, 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 wow.
Hi.
How are?
I'm good.
You look chic in this H.
This H is a huge part of your 2019.
Oh my God. What do you guys do when you cannot contract even like a letter? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I feel like what you're saying is mean.
What's that? Like, how are you gonna shorten something that's just like one letter?
Like the like an article or like a.
Or like where you're just like where you're
a
talking.
Becomes a.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the word? What's the word that's one letter?
I.
K.
K, like, is not a word.
Like, okay, well...
K, actually...
K just, stems from Latin root of okay, meaning okay.
But if you're saying... This is why the English language is so tricky. Mm-hmm. If you're saying K as short for okay, and you want to then shorten K, the shortened of that is actually KK.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And that's why the English language is so hard, because it's so alive.
The rules...
Yeah.
The rules are fluid.
That's why I love Latin, since it's dead. Any more questions, Bowen?
No, that was it.
Cool.
Do you have more questions?
No.
Because we have some questions for you.
Okay.
To sort of flip the tape. To sort of F the T.
We're going
to
F the T.
I always wanted to say P the T, that like flip with a PH. Like,
I know. And also flip the table isn't like necessarily an idiom for this, but I still love
Thank you. Now, Bo, do you feel hot today?
Do I feel hot today? I feel very sacky in this hoodie.
No, but that's in right now.
That's in?
Sackiness and boxiness.
I don't know.
I know not what I say, but that's what I hear. It's sackiness and box. And now I've said everything. Sackiness and boxiness.
Now you've said everything?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought your expression was I've seen everything.
Or now I've heard everything.
No, I've heard everything.
It depends if I'm seeing something, hearing something, or saying something.
All three of the senses.
Sorry, Bowen, I interrupted you by accident.
The third sense.
I feel okay.
You look hot.
I just feel like so Sudie and I are doing Whole 30, and
okay,
it's a very.
Here. I'm serious. That is really when I saw, and I'll never forget the moment I saw on one of your fucking Insta stories, like, oh, 30 book. I responded, please don't do it. Because not only am I going to hear about it, but I'm going to feel guilty for not doing it. And three, no, stop. My body's perfect. I love me. Can I love myself?
No.
I don't need anyone else. No. Oh, my God. I love myself. I went to yoga 3.5 weeks ago.
Did you actually know? Did you actually know that young girl, what's her name?
Haley Steinfeld.
No.
Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld.
Her agents are in the crowd.
And
they want to rep us.
This might be slander because I do not know if it's true, but
that she voted for Trump.
She's a Trumper.
Well,
you told me that, Bowen. Yeah.
So I was the one. So I was the one who propagated this story. But then, and this is a brag. Was supposed to be on a show with her and got to meet her. I don't see...
She was wearing an I'm with her shirt.
She basically... She
brought her ballot.
She brought her ballot. I don't think she voted for him. But
so why did you tell
the
everyone?
Thing is so because
everyone in the Brooklyn alt comedy scene thinks she voted for Trump.
So everyone was just like, well, she's from Calabasas, which is this Republican stronghold in California, and so it, like people connected
you have to
those dots.
Calabasas stuff.
I know.
And what's crazy is I've already forgot what and even when Calabasas is.
When?
And I'll never
retain
that.
It's Britney Spears' neighborhood. Oh, Britney Spears lives okay. there. Yeah.
I believe you, Belle.
Thank you. That she didn't vote for Trump?
Whatever you want, I believe that. I want to be clear about something. I really want to be an intellectual, but I don't like reading and I don't like arguing, and I will change my opinion based on anything if anyone feels a little bit passionate about something. Like if anything, especially like Bo and Sue, like anything you tell me, I'll just be like, yes.
Yeah.
And I get so mad about it. I'd be like,
and for
yes.
me, and for me, especially BSJ and Natalie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now. Who's your crush of the week?
My crush of the week I have two. They're basically, this sounds so eye roll, but like my bodega guys, they're these two hot Yemeni men. And I walk in and they say, okay, Bowen's here, we're gonna give him, they call me Waldo. I don't know why.
Glasses.
They go, Waldo! And I'm like, hey. And they always get me, my usual order for like the past 3 years has been holy bagel toasted on cream cheese. Mm. And lately, these past couple weeks, I've walked in and they've been like, Waldo, the usual. And I go, no, I'm on this diet. I can't eat carbs.
Oh,
well.
You're working so hard to get you being in Whole30 into this conversation.
So, stop. No, but this is
a
back
wrap. Cream cheese lettuce wrap.
So I know, but so instead I go, I'm just here for black coffee. And then then they're like, okay, cool. So I have a crush on them because they've adjusted to change very well.
Wow.
That's nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I like that. What the fuck is a spell? It's
spell
stressing me out. All right.
And Bowen, this totally doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Are they hot?
Yeah.
Cool. That doesn't matter.
Very hot.
And this totally doesn't matter. Giras?
I'm sorry, what?
G or S.
S. They're S's.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Me too.
Actually, wait. One of them I saw on Tinge. Mm-hmm. And...
Wait, what?
And we matched, and then I was like...
Okay, so G.
Wait, I was like, so one of them is G, and I was like, hey. And he was like, LOL, hi. And then I responded,
my name is not Waldo.
My name is not Waldo. And did not respond. And now he's like averted eye contact with
no.
me. No. I know.
That actually happened to me once with, sorry.
Before he even finishes his sentence.
Bring it back to you. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Go.
No. You go.
Are you sure about it?
Yeah.
Guys, sure. Please, not tonight.
My home on Long Island, we live really close to a 7-Eleven, and the staff of that 7-Eleven is a huge, huge part of our family. And once I matched with one of the guys at that 7-Eleven, and my little brother's here, I never told him, but I matched with TJ.
Oh.
And that's why I didn't like to go when TJ was there.
Oh.
Okay, cool. okay.
Now, Belle.
Yes.
In one sentence, what's your whole deal?
What's my whole deal? I've finally, through Whole30.
Oh my God.
I have excavated my jawline and I love it and I'm so excited it's back. I'm so excited it's
you
back.
You look amazing, Bowen.
Thank
the thing
you.
Is, like,
it's barely there. I mean, the light isn't beautiful. Hitting it right.
And you're someone who's addicted to jawline.
Great. Oh,
you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
For you, the bell is that if you like something.
If you like yourself.
I feel like my thing with Whole30 is that what I fear is not Whole30 itself. What I fear is
the culture around it.
Is the amount I will talk about Whole30 if I ever do it.
It's fine.
I don't know if you guys heard, but I'm doing Whole30.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to say, this is what I know about the other gay men on stage right now. Addicted to jawline, addicted to shoulders.
Wow.
And that's what I'm
addicted to jawline as well.
Very true.
Wait, what am I addicted to?
You're addicted to you're addicted to like kind of dirty.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sudi's addicted to I don't know what you're. Well, it sounds like
you're addicted to like
hairy.
Hairy, but yeah. Also like a little sweet.
I'm boring.
No.
Okay,
no.
It's time to bring in our final expert.
I would say, I mean, what can even be said?
What can even be said about this expert?
Fairy Godmother of the Pod.
Fairy Godmother of the Pod. One of our all-time favorite people.
Oh, I mean, just absolutely. You know what I'm addicted to? Let's go. Okay, absolute silence. I want to be clear, I'm comfortable with silence. She's so wonderful, so funny. Put your hands together and open your ears. For Tammy Sager!
Welcome to this. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the best angle.
It's hard. First
time. We talked to your people and they said you wanted it.
I said I wanted it.
It's because we knew you could handle it.
For years, critics have been saying, why isn't the table just facing out? And no one really knows.
No, I was like, can I get the 3/4 and the 1/4 of my face away?
Yeah. You ask, we give.
Thank you.
What's the phrase? Whatever.
That was in her rider. She said, I want an angular challenge. Mm-hmm. And we said, we'll see what we can do. We'll work our magic.
Tam, how are?
Good.
I know. Okay, drag me. I'm comfortable being dragged tonight. I get it. Vince doesn't like me. Tammy thinks I'm gall. I just licked the microphone and it tasted fucking good, honey.
I go into almost every single social setting being like, I'm just gonna only be nice to everyone I meet. 3 seconds later, I'm a huge villain.
I know.
Love it.
I know.
Love it.
Sometimes while I'm having a conversation in my head, I'm like, be nice, be nice. And it's so hard.
I know, it is hard.
Especially in this town, they'll really say and do anything. They feel comfortable really acting in whatever way.
Especially towards us.
There was something you sent me earlier that was psycho.
I got a psycho. I'll show you girls later. A psycho electronic mail today.
Psycho?
All I could respond was, wow, this town.
Okay.
Tam.
Yeah.
You're hot today.
No.
Don't be insane.
Oh, I have not been hot for years. I am so disconnected.
Boo,
oh,
stupid.
Boo.
Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
I thought I could not hate my hair more, and then I got it cut this week. And it was just like, oh, okay, I can.
People feel so comfortable cutting curly hair so short and then acting like it doesn't look
good. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a whole new world for me.
No, she was like, let me blow it straight after I was like, oh, my look is no effort. And she's like, gotcha. And then she took half an hour to blow it straight and gave me a great cut for that.
I love the phrase, blow it straight.
I'm gonna blow you straight, baby. Tonight, I'm gonna blow every single one of you straight.
It also sounds like code for a terrible blowjob. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna blow you like somebody who does not understand this.
Wait, I think that next live show, we're gonna do a blowout on stage for Tammy Sager.
Wait. I know. No one said anything about.
I've said a lot of things.
You weren't saying enough when I walked in.
I know. I knew you felt like I wasn't saying enough about it.
I know.
In my head, I was thinking about
You're like over it.
I'm not over it.
Okay.
At all. I'll never be over it.
Okay.
Touch it.
Thanks. Hey.
My fanfic about Seek treatment, one day Catherine shows up to a taping in a tube top.
Yeah. Which I've done.
Really? And I just feel like then, like, Emma steps out.
Producer Emma.
Producer Emma steps out and then
We consummate.
You consummate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
what could. Would it even be like? Horrible.
No, it wouldn't be good at all. even though I'm technically gay, even if I wasn't.
What?
We wouldn't be sexually compatible.
No, not at all.
No. You're someone who I could tell. Like, you do.
What? I can't wait for this.
Say it, you stupid bitch.
No, it's,
what are you about to say? Are you saying I do too much?
I feel like you do a lot. I'm someone who doesn't really do a lot.
Okay, so Pat thinks I do a lot in bed. Okay, if you've slept with me, please scream whether or not I do a lot. Pat, obsessed. Thank you. Wow. I do a lot. I wouldn't like you because you wouldn't say anything to me.
I wouldn't. I would say nothing.
I want to be talked at and sort of just hit. Do we love that? No, it's actually cool if you say it. It's good. It means it's feminist.
Anything a woman says is feminist.
If you don't think anything a woman says is feminist, seek treatment.
Okay, Tammy, who is your C of the dub?
What?
All right.
Crush of the C, crush of the dub, W week.
Okay, so part of this is you're gonna have to take a little bit of a journey with me.
Cool.
Journey to the jungle. I'm talking about the Jumanji that came out, which also is the Goonies of 2018. Unless it came out in 2017, whatever, I just saw it. And The Rock playing a nerdy 12-year-old. But okay, so my crush is not on that. My crush is on the actor Dwayne Johnson working on those lines as a nerd. Like, I like picturing him trying to be the nerd.
Oh. What The Rock has become is actually really sad to me. It's sad to me that like Nev Campbell was like working with The Rock on a motion picture. That's sad to me.
Why do people keep letting like a wrestler?
So
like,
also this is.
Is he? Is that how this all started?
He's a wrestler. Yeah.
Why are they? It's like there's actors.
But it is true that.
John Cena? It's like, can you calm down?
But I actually think John Cena is so fucking hot.
No, not at all. Boo. Well,
oh my God, polarizing.
Oh, you have muscles? Okay, I've never seen that before. Wake up. Okay. I need some je ne sais quoi. I don't speak French.
Me and my brothers have an ongoing debate about if you could have either The Rock's body or Zac Efron's body, who would you have?
Zac Efron.
The Rock.
The Rock?
No, The Rock. The Rock has to eat 8 chickens a day. Like, have you seen his Instagram stories of what he eats? It's like he's eating a full roasted pig for breakfast with no joy, just so that his muscle doesn't go bleh in the middle
maybe
of the day.
Maybe I'm The Rock. It was at that point I realized maybe The Rock was me all along.
What's sad is one of my straight brothers will always say The Rock because he can pick up a lot of things because he's really strong. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so sad. You don't even get the question. And you never can.
Wow. Part 2 is complete. Tune in on Friday for part 3, the epic conclusion. Bye.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.